937, the river that goes bad company, Dog and Joe Show. Look us in Wednesday. You remember that guy that was living the rock and roll fantasy? He was hanging out at that Denver nightclub. His name's Chase Bishop. He was that FBI agent. He was out there cutting the rug, man. He was dancing. He was shooting the duck, and he was dancing and shaking his hips, and he does a flip.
Oh, yeah.
He did the flip there. He's at that nightclub, and his gun falls out of his back pants, out of his holster, and hits the ground quickly, all part of the choreographed dance routine. He reaches down to pick it up, and boom, blows a shot off in the nightclub.
Grabs it by the trigger.
Yeah, shoots a dude in the leg. Well, yesterday, he had to check himself in. He was booked into custody there at the detention center near downtown Denver, and what he's going to do is stay in jail. And I read this story, I read it five times, and nowhere still have they given us the juicy details as to whether or not he was drunk.
Oh!
Later this week, they're going to release the reports of the toxicology and find out whether or not he had alcohol and or drugs in his system. But right now, he is in jail, and he's been formally charged with second-degree assault. They showed the guy that he shot. The guy's laying there on a couch somewhere in Denver, and he's got like this bag of ice on his leg. And this is good news. I'm not making light of the guy that got shot, but I kind of am. His gunshot wound, it looks like someone took a red marker and poked his leg with it. It's smaller than say, a cigarette, a traditional cigarette filter, that diameter. It's a little tiny.
Is it really?
It's smaller than a
dime.
How can
it be that small?
Well, we talked about it, and I didn't know this. I forgot about this. We talked about the caliber of gun it could have been. I didn't realize that the FBI did go back. They got away from, most agencies anyway, got away from the 40. They're now back to a 9, okay? I still haven't seen what it is that he was shooting or what he was carrying, what kind of bullet pierced this guy's leg, but it's a tiny red dot.
What did the exit hole look like, though?
They didn't show the exit hole. They just showed the entry.
Because it's usually bigger where it comes out, ain't it?
Yeah, and it hit him below the knee. It hit him below the knee, and he's just got a little red dot there, and he's sitting there with ice on it. And I imagine it did some bone or cartilage damage.
Oh, gosh, I bet it did.
And the guy's in, you know, probably a good deal of pain, but he's laying on the couch, and he's got ice on his knee. He's going to be fine. I don't know if there's going to be permanent damage. But this idiot, 29-year-old Chase Bishop, he is in jail. And later this week, I think Thursday, tomorrow, or Friday, we'll find out whether or not he had booze in his system. And I hope this guy was knocking back the Manhattans and the having the, what do you call those teas?
Long Island.
Man, I hope this guy was doing it upright, because any FBI agent that is stone sober, dancing with a loaded piece, that drops it at a nightclub, and then shoot someone with it.
Oh, geez.
If you're not drunk, you were done. Being a Federal Bureau of Investigation officer, you're out.
He has to be drunk. There's no way around. He had to have been. Nobody reaches down there and grabs their gun like that.
Look at the picture of that guy. Look at him. Probably the only time in this guy's career or life he's ever cut loose and gone to a nightclub.
He's got to be. He's 29 and he's already an FBI agent. He's on the fast track to somewhere.
It's like the first time the dude's ever danced, had a drink, or been out in public anywhere, and he drops his gun doing a backflip.
He's probably got like whatever one beer or one drink is. You know, the first time the guy, he's out celebrating his FBI graduation or whatever it is.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not that young.
Hey, but spread your legs and do the hookah booka, then do a flip.
What's so stupid is how dumb his legs look before he flipped. He was trying to throw every dance move he learned from junior high into his leg. He looked so silly.
He had the whole combo and the whole routine. It was off until he did that amazing triple Lindy. The gun hits the ground. So, yeah, he's locked up right now. He's in the clink. So later on this week, we'll find out whether or not it's going to get juicy and if he had booze in his system or something even worse. What if he just came from a big cocaine bust? You know,
he's got tutors in his system.
I don't know. He better have had something.
He looked like he was on cocaine the way his legs were moving.
Coming back, Lucas would win more rounds of that. Hang on.